Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
He did it. No, he didn't. He's lying. No, he's not. Perhaps the wily congressman will find out quite a lot. He won those games on grit and sweat. He won because he was juiced. It's awful when the game we've loved is stupidly reduced to dueling sets of lawyers, to secret tapes of calls. It makes one yearn for safe and out, for simple strikes and balls. The trainer followed orders. The trainer told a lie. He didn't shoot up Roger. He shot up the other guy. Except when Roger's joints would creak and pulse and throb with pain, 'twas then the trainer'd shoot him up with soothing lidocaine. For Roger says that steroids, and HGH as well, are only short-term fixes that can't make a fellow well, which leads a man to wonder about Roger's aging brain. Was long-term fix imprinted on those vials of lidocaine? Such questions are for doctors or pharmacists, I guess. And certainly these rounds of he said are a mess that baseball fans could do without as hot stoves warm their nights. And Roger and his lawyers were well within their rights to tape a guy who didn't know his words would be preserved. For that, my friend, is Texas law. He got what he deserved. Unless, of course, he didn't, and he only said what's true when he told Mr. Mitchell what he did and didn't do. I think he might have done that thing they'd told him, should he fail, that he'd be training inmates in the yard within a jail. Ah, what a hopeless tangle, a briar patch quite lacking in anything but damaged men relentlessly attacking. It makes one long for simpler times, for games beneath the sun, wherein the players hit and field and sometimes almost run. I speak, of course, of days without the stressing and the straining. I wish it were a month from now, 'twould almost be spring training.